Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Like that? Very good, huh? Clever. I'm nothing if I'm not clever, Jen.
You are clever, sir.
Jennifer Horn is here to milk you for...
I see what you did there.
All right, Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen with the info on what is happening. What's happening?
That's...
So, this whole controversy about the trophies, animals that are killed and brought back to this country, I think the underscore on this today is how Delta Airlines is responding. They have said they will no longer carry, ship any trophy animals.
Good, no, because I lion. Hate sitting next to those guys on the plane.
I know, they smell after that. Seriously, no more, nothing. Lions, leopards, elephants, rhinoceros, buffalo. I gotta wonder how that stuff gets crated up and shipped. Sort of, it's sort of probably a silly aside, but I think it's interesting to how they have just decided this is not for them. It's good PR for them, I wonder, if American, and if United will step up to the plate and do the same thing, because they're the international carriers, the legacy carriers, that are American flagship airlines.
American now, is. I hadn't seen anything about United yet.
Yeah, okay.
So. Let's recap, because I think what they do is they somehow preserve these things, and then they send them over here where people will do taxidermy on American soil, right?
Yes, right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, right. All right, so that's something that is of note. What thinkest thou about that? 888-302-3684. Has there been too much to do about all of this, and is it time for us to move on? I think that this discussion will continue for a while. I think people feel that it's important. Why? How does it affect your daily life? It doesn't really, but if you're an animal lover, it kind of gets under your skin. No matter what kind of animal you have as a pet, when you look at these animals and see that, well, they're considered defenseless by some. I don't know if you'd feel that way if a lion was on top of you.
Yeah, not defenseless then.
No.
You're being attacked.
But, yeah, the attack comes from the wanton, the pride, destruction, ego, whatever it is, someone who wants to kill. I don't even understand this. I have never understood hunting other than for eating, for sustenance, for survival. That's how all our ancestors were.
Lots of different kinds of hunting. I mean, I have no problem if you're going to, I mean, people that go deer hunting. I mean, we would be overrun by deer if they did not go deer hunting and then they go and eat the meat, and that's responsible hunting. You kill it, you eat it. What I think is kind of weird, and still not a lot of people have talked about, and this is what boggles my mind with the amount of attention that has come to Cecil the Lion and the alleged death of Jericho the Lion, is that no one seems to be talking about these big game parks, which to me is actually more of an issue than just the death of Cecil, and that is like allowing people for thousands of dollars to go hunting in a zoo. I mean, that's not hunting at all. They have contained areas where they have animals and people are allowed to go in there and kill stuff. And that to me is more of a problem, because you're not giving the animals anywhere to go. There's no fair chance, and people are doing it just to feed their ego, not to eat the meat. So I don't know why we haven't talked about
those.
Pretty
much all this stuff is about ego, I think, much as anything else. And how many of you know women who go hunting versus men?
Oh, I know a lot of women who hunt.
Do you? I don't know any. But that doesn't mean they don't. I'm just asking the question, if women go hunting, do they go hunting for the same reason that men do?
They even have, like, the pink camouflage. I mean, they even have, like, stuff for female hunting.
What do you know about it, Kenny?
Facebook was buzzing yesterday. There was some woman in Idaho who published a ton of pictures on Facebook of her standing around with her kill. And the one that I saw was a giraffe. And I don't get that at all, why you would be going after a giraffe and what you're going to do with it.
I don't either. It's very exasperating. All right, but that's our point of view. What's yours? 888-302-3684, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day Show. Do you have social commentary on this sort of thing,
yeah.
Kenny? Yeah, what do you have?
Sure. Linda says, what are these bloodthirsty sociopaths going to hunt when all the big game animals have been killed? Look out, poor people. You're next.
Whoa.
Oh, come on.
Wow.
That's... Come on.
Hey, you remember the movies about that?
Take remember? A breath. Who was that? Who is that one of our friends?
Linda.
Take a breath. Linda, relax. Nobody's going after the poor people yet.
Really? Yet. Yet.
If you want to worry about somebody that's going after the poor people, let's talk about the president's global warming policy, which is a big tax that's going to charge us all for more energy. That's who's going after the poor people.
Well, fortunately, whatever happens won't happen until the next president becomes president, and hopefully it won't be someone in the same party that'll have the same ideas. There are plenty of reasons to want to deal with not global warming, but energy in our resources, because they are being depleted. The real reason to do what the president is suggesting may or may not have anything to do with what's going on in the atmosphere. What more for me it has to do with is the essence of our depleting resources. I remember saying once on the air, and I don't know if this is true or not true, that there was enough oil. The oil is continuing to be produced. It's continuing to form, and below the surface of the planet, oil is always being created, if that's the right word. So is coal, so are other natural resources, natural gas, that sort of thing. But even though there are plenty of reports you can read that suggest that this stuff goes on forever, use your common sense. How can that be when the planet is growing at the rate it's growing, with a population focus as it is? How can you possibly think there's enough? And even if you put oil and natural gas and those sort of resources aside, natural resources in general are being taxed now to the nth degree, whether it's understanding the photosynthetic process and how the trees and the grass and anything green exchanges the carbon dioxide in the air for oxygen and provides us with the oxygen we need to breathe. At what point are we able to, is the balance off there? But even more to the point is the fact that we can't provide food. We're just barely able now. And if you understand the numbers, yesterday I went through the numbers of how many people, do you remember that, Jennifer, Kenny, the number of people who go to bed hungry every night, the number of people who don't have a roof over their head. We are the exception in America, and it is a dramatic exception when you compare what the rest of the world looks like. I think I told you the story when I went to Jamaica in May to go find a fellow who used to work for me on the farm and try to get him to come back again. The conditions that they live in down there, most of the average people, are so unbelievable. I was so taken back, because I thought, even though Jamaica not a wealthy country, what you think of is when you go to the Sandals Resort, you think that's what Jamaica is.
No.
That's not what Jamaica is. Jamaica is a horrible, poor country where people who have these families of 8, 9, 10, 12 children live in one room that is basically corrugated metal on the side. There's no cooking places. They all cook on a community fire. They have no way of really dealing with their excrement. And this is a country that is pretty close to us in terms of geography. You can go all over Asia, go all over Africa, go all plenty of places, South America, Central America. There is nothing. So we keep comparing ourselves, and we talk about things and try to get the rest of the world to go along with us when it comes to things like this. Most of the rest of the world doesn't give a damn about any of this. They don't have enough to eat.
That's what the big joke is about what President Obama has said that we need to do here in the States, because what we do here in the States with our coal manufacturers will have no impact on the global warming, because it's global warming, not American warming.
Well,
and the Chinese, but the Chinese do, I mean, you look, they're doing four times more coal than we even think about doing, and they're continuing to do it. We're moving away from doing that kind of stuff here. They're moving towards it. Mm-hmm. So at the same time, while you're saying, okay, we'll put all these restrictions on business here in the States, it's not going to have any impact, and scientists will agree with you on that, because you've got China and Russia and all these other countries.
I don't think
that
less is more.
Coal.
We're all using coal, and there are plenty of ways to scrub it so that it's usable if you care about it. The Chinese don't want to spend the money to do it. We haven't done a good job of scrubbing. The scrubbers are available. They just are these wild-eyed wackos who think that just coal on its very sense is bad isn't if the scrubbers are installed and things are done intelligently. But in terms of how it affects the atmosphere continues to turn. That's how photosynthetic process. There's no photo. There's nothing in South America at the moment because it's wintertime. And so the photosynthetic reality here is the oxygen that's prepared or created by the green trees here is helping the air in South America because the air just keeps mixing all around the planet. So what goes on in China does affect what happens here. What goes on in America does affect what goes on in Europe in terms of the air they breathe because it continues to move all around the planet. So I didn't hold...
The percentages is what I'm saying.
Oh, well, yeah. But percentages, yes. But reality is it all affects everybody. John, you got a few seconds here. Go ahead, sir. What's on your mind?
I was commenting on the animals and the hunting thing.
Yes.
My friend and I have been to Africa before, and let me tell you that even the giraffe you were talking about, the hide may come here. And there's nothing wrong with that as long as it's done legally and scientifically, managing the herd and all that stuff. But those people there in Africa literally will come with baskets and things, and they will strip that carcass down and even break the bones to get the marrow out of it. The hunters there that go there with the thousands of dollars and everything, they're actually feeding the people more so than the UN and the rest of them.
Well,
so
I don't know if
it's
more
so. They will eat those animals.
Yeah, they come around and they do. They scavenge what they can.
Better, so,
they scavenge what they can from it, but to compare them to what the UN does is kind of silly because there's plenty of material that comes through the hunting process, yes. But is that the reason to do it? Should there be some kind of organized way of feeding people rather than have them run around and scavenge that which is left over from somebody on some hunting expedition? Lots of food for thought, if you'll pardon the pun. 19 after the hour on Good Day.
Hey, I'm freaking out. Can I just watch you skydive?
Too late. I'm already strapped to your back.
What?
It's showtime.
No!
So, want to join our rewards program?
Rewards program you'll actually use every day. Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobile, Nationwide, Rite Aid, and Hulu. There's plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Bic knows the importance of handwriting and is on a mission to save it. The act of handwriting can improve a child's self-confidence, spark their creativity, and make them a better reader. Join Bic's mission to save handwriting so that all children can reach their potential. Together, let's see how awesome writing can be, how awesome you can be. Learn how you can get involved and take Bic's pledge to save handwriting at BicFightForYourWrite.com. That's BicFightForYourWrite, WRITE.com.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different, crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet, just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes. Back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra costs if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Now 24 minutes after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer and Kenny and I have a focus on the big D.
Divorce.
Big D is divorce.
Dallas.
Yeah. So Gwen Stefani and Gavin Rosdale are now statistics. She's still on The Voice, Jennifer, isn't she?
This season, yeah. She'll be on The Voice in the fall.
They've been married for 13 years. What else can you tell us about their marriage? She's quite popular and seems to come across as quite a genuine person to most people who talk about her.
Yeah, and I think both of them, it's surprising because they seem to, in the tabloids, at least have a pretty good marriage. And she just had another baby not so long ago, so that's pretty sad that it's breaking up so soon after.
How often do people have babies to try to save their marriage?
That's what I was thinking. It must have been a marriage saver baby, and it just didn't work out.
Didn't work. So her husband, Gavin Rosdale, is part of the group Bush.
Yes.
And what do we know about them?
There are two presidents.
and a wannabe.
41 and 43. And maybe a 45.
Right.
No, they're just a kind of a punk alternative band that had a lot of success, not nearly as much success as Gwen Stefani or No Doubt. So maybe that had some issues.
Yeah, is that the problem? Oftentimes when people try together like that and one has more success than the other or one has more money than the other, it becomes hard to not let your jealousies or whatever.
And not to be mean, but especially when that someone is the man, because so often, you know, the expectations of society is that the man's going to be the more successful one.
Right. Yeah. And why is it that you men can't suck it up and acknowledge that someone that you love is doing well.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Ding, 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 ding. Maybe that was the case with Reba McEntire. She's also announced that she and her husband are splitting. What's that story?
This was really extra. So two really sad marriages are on the way out. She was
sad
with her
news
husband.
About marriages. Apparently they were sad marriages.
Yeah. 26 years they were together.
Yeah.
And he is an agent for her and for other people. His son is the husband of Kelly Clarkson, and the agent that her husband's son is also the agent of Blake Shelton, so it runs in the family. They're splitting up, but he's still going to manage her professionally. How hard is that?
Really hard. I would have a hard time with that. Can you imagine if you're really committed to somebody? Like, let's give them the benefit of the doubt. Stefani and Rosdale and Reba And her husband, whose name I can't remember, but I...
Neville,
something like that, okay.
I'll look it up.
So, listening to some of the music that's written about breakups, and thinking about how disappointing it is when things don't work out, how heartbroken we become, it really hurts. Sometimes it's better to endure the heartache of disappointment because it makes you stronger and better in the end. There are those people who say, yeah, this will make a better man out of you. Without loss, is there any meaningful victory? Those who have had good relations and they have waned, good marriages and they have gone away, is that a loss? People look at that as failure. I'm not sure that I agree with that, because I think that sometimes when you fail, you learn, and it makes you better the next time around. Is that something that holds water?
Narval Blackstock, by the way.
Okay, thank you. I mean, Kenny, you were divorced. You had a horrible marriage. The woman was a cretin that you married. I mean, I'm just... Well, that's
just... I learned a lot, yes.
Yeah, right. And you learned to appreciate Lisa more than maybe you might have had you met her first.
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the case with me anyway. I think I appreciate what I have now more than ever. And it's the experience. It's understanding... to measure up, if you will, and not realizing that you always have to be right, or you've got to be the biggest or the best. You got to understand and care about understanding. And I'll bet that just at this point, Reba and her husband have just said, yeah, you know what, time for us to move on. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green, today with Ron Christie and Bob Schrum. Coming right up, why have so many Republican senators said they oppose the Iran nuclear deal even before they've read it?
Some statistics are surprising. Some are unbelievable. And some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Ron Christie and Bob Schrum. As congressional hearings into the Iran nuclear accord begin, why have so many Republican senators announced already they're against it even before they've read it?
I don't disagree with that. I mean, maybe it's the lawyer in me. I hate to comment on something I haven't read. Given the way that our politics is so polarized today, Mark, I think any Republican who's up for re-election in 2016 is going to have to say no to Obama, no to Obama's deal.
Well, I think Angus King is right. I think it's very irresponsible, I agree with Ron, of people to denounce this before reading it. And I think there's a lot of inflammatory rhetoric thrown around. I think this will go through. And it will go through the same way Obamacare went through without a single Republican vote.
That was your Both Sides Minute with Bob Schrum, premier speechwriter and author, and Ron.
A little right, a little left, but always independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guarantee quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Jennifer Horn, the powerful Ken Kessler, the powerful Dr. Jack Stockwell will join us in a few minutes with a couple of important items medically that are worthy of your consideration here. The weather in the Northeast, well, the weather around the country this time of year is unpredictable, even though you can say, okay, it's summertime, it's going to be humidity here, it'll be warm, afternoon thundershowers. We have the continuing yesterday, I think I made a, and I do this pitch about once a month, I think, looking back in history and the weather and understanding that the weather isn't any different now than it has been for centuries, millennia, for the history of the planet. It's just that we want to get people all worked up. Look at this change in the weather. Look at the sky. I'm looking at a sky that is half dark and half light. I can see the sun off to one side, and I can see clouds and heavy, real strong clouds, because we're supposed to get some wild thundershowers and thunderstorms while I'm on the air this morning. And it doesn't usually happen this time of the day. It happens later in the day. So people say, well, how come it's different now? What's changing? What are we doing? Oh! You know, that kind of stuff.
Do they say that? Ah! Because I haven't heard, before, but, you know. Just checking.
Really? Okay, because of the weather, New Hampshire yesterday had a problem with a circus tent that actually collapsed during a big storm. A couple of people were killed. The 100 people that were inside the tent at the time watching the performance of the Walker Brothers Circus, from that group, 27 went to the hospital. As I said, a young man and a young girl were killed. This is the sort of thing, makes news, it's dramatic, it happens, it is part of, and as we become more, quote-unquote, civilized, and we do more and more things that are subject to confronting the weather, or the weather confronts it, I mean, think of all of the things that we do. Flying, why would you fly the plane that took off from China last week, the new 787, that went directly into a hailstorm, and pelted the heck out of the plane to the point where it had to turn around and go back.
Who makes that decision to go?
Well, in that circumstance, I would fault the air traffic control in China, because those guys, the plane's controlled by what you're told to do by air traffic control, how they manage the planes that are in the area. And in most cases, if a pilot is left to his or her own, when you take off in a situation like that and you see weather, you dodge it. You go around
it. I mean, to be fair, no and go do sound quite similar, but, you know.
Say that again, Jen?
No and go sound pretty similar, so.
Yeah, especially if you're in China.
Like, no,
you
no.
Know. Yeah.
The pilot's like, go? Yeah. All right.
Do I stay or do I go? Yesterday, or was it last night? What time was this GOP C-SPAN candidate forum on? Was it late in the afternoon? Was it evening? Nobody watched it. At least nobody in my crew.
It was probably late afternoon West Coast time, so prime time East Coast time would be my guess, because I saw a little bit about it on Twitter.
Okay, so we have circus theme music in the background. I'm not sure whether that's to discuss the circus tent collapse or the circus that the campaign.
Yes, this is the circus segment. Get it?
All right, so let's listen to a few before we get to Jack. Let's listen to a few of the candidates and what they had to say. If you're a fan of Scott Walker, here he is, by the way. Again, for those of you who didn't know, C-SPAN had a debate, and of that, I think 14 people of the 17
It wasn't a debate.
Candidate.
It was more of a form where the candidates that got to
present yourself.
Answer questions.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So here's Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker talking about what he would do as president in terms of the budget.
I'm all for a balanced budget. I inherited a $3.6 billion budget deficit. We fixed it. In fact, we fixed it and still reduced taxes by some $2 billion. We reduced them on individuals, cut rates, reduced one of the brackets, actually did it on job creators and farmers and manufacturers and others out there. And then we actually lowered property taxes. In fact, property taxes in my state are lower today than they were 4 years ago. So I know how to balance a budget. That's something I've done in the past. I think it's a combination of things. It can't just be through cuts and austerity. It's got to be through growth and reform.
So he was pretty good at getting his message. He's a polished presenter and managed to get in. I did this, I did this, I did this, I did this.
I love Scott Walker. He's boring, though.
I know.
We need
is
to
he
work
boring?
His charisma.
Okay.
Just a little bit. We need
Speaking
to, like,
of boring, off. George Pataki, what in the world is he doing in this group?
I love his mushroom.
Former New York Governor Pataki was at this candidate forum, C-SPAN. It was sort of a debate preview, I suppose. That's the way you could look at it, on stage for this forum in advance, sort of a practice for Thursday night's debate. Each candidate answered questions in a one-on-one format with a moderator. It was very tame. Expect not to have the same tameness on Thursday. So anyway, here's Pataki saying it's possible to make cuts and eliminate programs and get bipartisan support for them.
We should get rid of Obamacare. We should get rid of Common Core. And we should reduce the size of the federal workforce by at least 15%.
Okay, so can now, we just... All right, let's say, not, hold on a second there. This is pandering. We should do this, we should do that. How do you do it? That's the question. Not all these people say the same blasted stuff. It sounds like hope and change and all that crap from how many years ago when we were listening and getting swallowed up in the rhetoric of that baloney. But what? How? How do you fix these problems? Well, we should do this and we should do that. And it's just nonsense. A couple of people, Jennifer, were talking about flat tax. As a matter of fact, Santorum, who I have little use for, had that as his presentation. It's too bad. Well, isn't it? He's not going to get any traction. But people like Rand Paul, who want a flat tax, will have some traction. Here's Rand Paul talking about college tuition.
Well, I have a plan that would make it deductible. Right now, there are limitations. Certain families can't deduct it because of their income, and certain families are prescribed by the time. So I would say your interest and your principal ought to be deducted over your entire working career. Essentially, college is a working expense, and so I would let you deduct it as a working expense over and throughout your entire working career. And I think this makes more sense than the president who just says, hey, it's going to be free. There's no free lunch. You can't just offer free education. But I think tying it to work and making it deductible is a good idea.
All right.
All right. So, I like it. I like it.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, that's at least a bit and piece. Maybe during the course of the morning, this will give you enough reason to stick
Santorum
around.
Santorum has some good ideas when it comes to the economy.
Yeah. He doesn't know how to keep his nose out of social.
I don't know how it's going to work, but, you know, he's got some good ideas.
Keep your nose out of my business, any or all of you. It's none of your business what I'm doing with my business. Thank you very much. 19 before the hour, Dr. Jack Stockwell will help you you're doing your business in a matter of moments here on Good Day.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I have to get my kids ready for back to school.
Staples has tons of deals, like one subject notebooks for just 25 cents. So they'll be 110% ready.
Wait a minute. That's 10% more ready than 100% ready.
That's right.
Yeah, I was a math major.
I could tell.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples, make more happen. Right now, Lexar S50 16-gigabyte flash drives are just $6.99.
Offer valid while supplies last. Limit 5 per customer. Ends 8/8/15.
This report is brought to you by the Beer Institute in Washington, D.C. The U.S. beer industry is an economic powerhouse. That's according to a new study, Beer Serves America, released in Washington. Beer Institute President and CEO Jim McGreevy explains.
The Beer Serves America study says it all. Brewers, importers, distributors, and retailers have an economic impact that is both broad and deep. Our industry generates nearly $253 billion in economic activity, produces $48.5 billion in tax revenue, and supports 1.75 million jobs in America. And that's where beer truly serves America. From farmers to factory workers, from truck drivers to tavern owners, beer helps put a wide variety of Americans to work every day. Beer is more than our nation's favorite adult drink. It's a powerhouse in job creation, commercial activity, and tax revenue.
The study, available at beerservesamerica.org, is jointly released by the Beer Institute and the National Beer Wholesalers Association. It shows how beer brewers and importers, from the smallest to the largest, all contribute to our nation's economy in ways that many may not be aware.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/rate. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with your low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/rate. That's Prosper.com/rate.
Dr. Jack Stockwell joins Jennifer and Ken and I and you for a visit talking about some of the issues in the news that have to do with your body, your function. He is responsible for a podcast that's called The Forbidden Doctor, where Jack and his wife Mary put together every week is a really powerful way for you to deal. For example, the current one has to do with gaining weight, being depressed, having no energy, and how that's connected to your thyroid. This sounds more like a woman's menopausal thing, but it really isn't, right?
Oh, no, it's...
It could be.
The curse of hypothyroidism is spreading across this country on just absolute epidemic level.
Really? Yeah. Caused by?
Well, the complete elimination of iodine, an absolutely essential mineral for life, from our diets. But also the general level of malnutrition that takes place across this country that not only robs the thyroid gland of its absolutely essential nutrition, but other organs as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to be hitting women a lot more than men.
Why?
Well, because women need iodine more than men.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Well, for this reason.
Are you five? I got it. Why? Why?
No,
why?
It's because they are the source of life. They are the source of life.
Right.
And a developing fetus absolutely must be crammed with iodide for proper brain and thyroid development. And even inside a developing fetus, an active, healthy thyroid is absolutely necessary for the growth of that fetus inside the womb. And iodine is absolutely essential to all of this. And it's all explained in our latest podcast.
All right, so check it out. You can sign up for it by going to ForbiddenDoctor.com. Other things, Legionnaire's disease in the news today. Why would this, back to why? Now, Jennifer's going to have me self-conscious, but that's my job as a person who talks on the air to ask questions. And one goes back to, even if Jennifer even knows what Legionnaire's disease is, Kenny, you might remember, back the Biltmore Hotel in Philadelphia had to have been in the late 1970s, wasn't it, Jack?
Oh, I think, yes.
Was it before that, even?
It's at least that. No, yeah. It was in the 70s.
It's a hotel, the Biltmore Hotel, somehow or other got something in the ductwork.
It was in the cooling towers, I think.
Right.
And they finally identified it.
Yeah, it made everybody sick. And so whenever the same symptoms show up today, everybody calls it Legionnaire's disease. But most everybody thought that it was eradicated or taken care of once it was understood. Now it seems to be popping up again. Why is that?
Well, that's a very good question, because, like you said, it seems to have symptoms related to that. But there's a Legionella. That's why they called it Legionnaire's, a form of...
Right. In fact, Salmonella.
Bacterial infection in the lungs.
E. coli,
Well, it hits the lungs, and eventually there's a hemorrhaging of tissues inside the lungs. And whenever this kind of a disease hits somebody, it's an absolutely critical situation where you have very little time, actually, to get to the emergency room.
Yep.
And I think there's something like 80 cases now, the latest news release I saw.
This summer, yes.
Yeah.
Right. That's why the question comes up on why is it back again.
So whether it's actually Legionnaires or something similar to it, you know, you've got to do the typing and culturing and these kinds of things that are necessary from an epidemiological
point of
view.
What are the symptoms? Do you know?
Oh, coughing blood.
Ah.
Well, it's the same thing that comes on with most bacterial infections. There's the malaise and the weakness and the vomiting and the diarrhea and the heavy sweating. And then all of a sudden you're having serious breathing difficulties. And obviously, whenever something happens that's going to affect your ability to get air into the lungs, that's an absolutely critical situation to get to the ER as fast as possible. And by the time you're starting to cough up blood, you know, your life is seriously at risk at that point.
There you go. So word to the wise. A worker died after getting stung. I had this past weekend, the last two or three weeks, I've had serious sting in my hand, my arms. Fortunately, I'm not allergic, and after an hour, the histamine goes away, and I'm fine. Gives you a headache sometimes. But there's some people who get stung, and they're dead in seconds. Yeah. What's the difference in the chemistry? Why do they...
Well, something called anaphylactic shock. And sometimes your allergic reaction to the poison that's present in a bee or a wasp sting will actually shut down your ability to breathe.
That's what it is. The histamines...
It causes the swelling of tissue.
Yeah.
That's where you get the big bump and the swelling that takes place. And if you get the swelling of tissue inside the tissue that actually exchange gases inside the lungs, oxygen for carbon dioxide, that can take you out in a matter of minutes or seconds in some cases.
Okay. One other controversy that I will spend a little bit of time on is the value of fish oil. Apparently, the fish oil supplements workings, so it's time to attack them. And I wondered what you thought of this latest question. This is a study that was in one of the regular medical journals. Fish oil, maybe not so good for you.
Well, you don't know how they, unless you read the entire study, you don't know where the fish oil came from. You don't know how it was processed. You don't know how they did the test.
Some of it's garbage. Some fish oil is contaminated. It's horrible stuff.
The supplemental industry is as poorly regulated as the pharmaceutical industry is.
Mm-hmm.
And so you get you get crap and junk out there in the marketplace all the time. And so anytime something looks like it's a good seller, a lot of people are going to join and get into the marketplace with their products. And some of this stuff is absolutely deleterious to human health because it's been terribly overprocessed. Just like the vegetable oils that are commonly purchased in the supermarkets.
Mm-hmm.
That stuff is terrible for human physiology. But it's so poorly regulated So anyways, fish oil is absolutely one of the best sources of the omega-3 fatty acids.
And that's all you want. You don't want 3, 6, and 9. You only want 3.
You want 3. You want about 2-to-1 ratio of 3s to 6s coming into our life. And, and the food industry is loaded with omega-6.
Yeah.
What we need is omega-3 at a much higher level.
All right, there it is. Story from Dr. Jack Stockwell. Check out his website and the podcast, ForbiddenDoctor.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
In recent years, we have witnessed the most catastrophic disasters in history. Earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, and more. Legacy Premium Food Storage will prepare you. Our great-tasting non-GMO quality food products have a 25-year shelf life, are the most affordable on the market, and are American-made. They're perfect for hiking, camping, and road trips, too. Be prepared with the best. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. That's SurvivalFoodAlliance.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Appears to be Tech Talk time on the Good Day program. Greg Stebbin, who is the technology editor for Men's Health Magazine, is here to go through. Last night we were talking about the radio program, and Meredith said to me, "Do you ever listen to yourself?" And I thought, when I answered the question, the answer to that is very rarely do I ever listen back to these programs. And it has not anything to do with anything other than, I mean, I've been listening to myself in my ear for 6 hours a day for 50 some odd years. So what am I going to hear?
Changing the channel.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's enough of that.
And you have to listen to yourself 24/7.
Well, yeah, exactly. But I will tell you, when I do listen back, what I find interesting is what I don't know, and this is, I hope, something for everybody who's listening. It ought to be that we pay more attention to the things that we don't know so that you can actually learn. A lot of people listen to radio, watch television programs, but especially radio. You know, you listen, we compare the formatics and talk to music. If you like country music, you listen to, go find a country music station. So if you like talk, you listen to the sorts of things that are either politically up your alley or conversationally up your alley, and you're not really learning anything. You don't learn by listening to those same yakkers every day, all day. There's very little you learn. I find listening to Greg on this program, because I am challenged when it comes to this stuff, part of it is my attitude toward it, but part of it is there's just so much of it, and I got other things going on. I don't want to pay attention to this world that we are all so much a part of. And I talk about those people who have an iPhone with them, next to them all the time. It's going off all the time. Last night we used the iPhone to find some information. We were actually trying to find Doug Stephan on the TuneIn Radio app, Jennifer. and where it was on CRN and all that stuff. But I mean, you put it down, you pick it up. You put it down, you pick it up. It's always there. Mm-hmm. And
if you're wearing an Apple Watch, you don't put it down.
Yeah, right, exactly. Greg's here to speaking about Apple and Mac and stuff. For those of you who thought you were safe, think again. That news coming up in a moment here on Good Day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
How much longer till the KIDSs are back in SDHOOL?
Just a few more weeks. But you know what you can do now?
What? I'll do anything.
Take them to Kmart and Sears for back-to-school items like backpacks, supplies, and apparel. That way, when school starts, they'll be ready to go. They're even giving away surprise points that we can use online or in-store until August 5th. But don't wait that long. Go now!
Oh, okay. Keys.
Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. See ShopYourWay.com for details.
Worm, squirm. Greg Seven from Men's Health Magazine, technology editor, on the first firmware worm for Mac. Sounds like something for an advertising campaign. But these guys are not happy because they've been touting forever that you'll never get hacked by a Mac or at a Mac, right? And this is now not true anymore.
It's always been a matter of when.
Uh-huh.
And I suspect for many, many years, people didn't worry when they had Macs about malware and viruses and hacks because the numbers just weren't there. If you were going to infect a computer system, you wanted to infect the one with the most computers. And now the playing field has become level.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, there is now. The good news is this has been done by good guys or white hats.
So they did
to build their careers, frankly, and to demonstrate that it can be done. And in a sense, they're doing a public service. Mm-hmm. Better they do it and prove it than someone else to do it.
They just give somebody. You think it was happening anyway? This is just giving people ideas or not?
Oh, I don't think they didn't have to give the hackers the idea.
No, somebody's been trying to do it.
For a long time. Uh-huh. And so what they did was prove it, and that means a whole new industry of antivirus anti-malware. For Macs will now become necessary.
Wow. Good luck with that. All right, thanks for the good news there, Greg. Greg Stebbins can be counted on for technology info that you won't find anywhere else other than here on the Doug Stebbins Good Day program.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver. Silver 2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural.